Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za and find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I'm a self-confessed lover of the Mini brand, long since resurrected by BMW. Sure, it gets loads of criticism for being too cutesy retro, but where others see cliche, I see a design icon. In the way I want Range Rovers top of their line to tip their hat more literally towards the original two-door Range Rover that I once owned and loved, that has stood as a design icon for decades. Now, the original Minis were simple and iconic, and the BMW era ones have been about driving essence and also iconic. The idea has been pure. Two-door Minis at their most essential are fun, and additions like the Union Jacks embedded in the layout of the rear lights make this even more so. The trouble starts with brand extension. How do you get a small-looking, even if not really small, two-door Mini to appeal to families? Well, you build one with more doors and make it bigger and look bigger and give it a split tailgate, and, well, you see where that goes. Now, in this era, the wagon is dead. Long live the SUV. And the Mini Countryman is a small two-door sports go-kart built as a towering-feeling all-road SUV. And there lies the confusion. So we have the new one, Mini Countryman, that is, well, I just have had it on test, and it is good. If you don't need a Range Rover of space, the Countryman will get you to your country estate in a fun-looking, stylish car that looks distinctive with some Mini DNA thrown in for good measure in a very nice and sporty way. Is it go-kart-like? No. Is it retro and harking back to the Alec Isogonis original era? No. What it is absolutely practical with great material, excellent handling, a suspension that feels amazing, sprightly performance, and reasonable fuel consumption. It's basically easy to live with, but it has some criticisms from me. One, the iconic modern Mini switchgear is gone. All those toggles in roll cages aren't, and I, for one, miss them. Two, the iconic round headlights are, I think, trapezoidal. Anyhow, but I miss them. Three, the previous Minis had a large central console, which this one definitely has. But there is nada above the steering wheel, and the console is a distractingly long glance away. If ever a car deserved a heads-up display, nay, needed one, this is it. And my last criticism, again of the central round console, harking back to Mini with all its fun mood-changing modes, has a square Apple CarPlay portion that takes over, but leaves the unresolved ellipses that are unused on each long edge of the square CarPlay when CarPlay is on, and you end up with a big screen showing a small screen that is inconveniently far away, and it's just a design that I think could have done more and leaves you feeling that nothing was improved in this model. It feels worse, even if it isn't. Now, there are things I loved, actually adored, in fact. The keyless go system has no push button, but a paddle-like vertical switch that you twist like a key. So pretty and tactile and visceral. And once found and used, feels so right that you wonder why this is the first time you're seeing it and feeling it. The rear Union Jack lights get some cool animations that somehow aren't teenage pad geeky. The interior materials are design lesson for all. I particularly love the fabric coverings, swathes of the dash, and the design and feel of the air vents. Just brilliant. To the practical, I got 7.9 liters per 100 kilometers in hard testing and a range of nearly 700 kilometers. This is the base C model, powered by a 1.5 liter three-cylinder turbocharged petrol engine making 115 kilowatts and 240 newton meters of torque with power sent to the front wheels via a 7-speed DCT box. The claimed fuel consumption is 6.1, and I see no reason why an owner couldn't achieve that. Expect to hit the ton in 9 seconds, but it does feel a bit quicker and never leaves you wanting for power delivery. Expect to pay about 725,000 Rand for this, the base model. The all-wheel drive and faster turboed S models are on that price list too if you want to spend a little more money. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za and find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.